Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life-style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin Misevich. I'm one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe. We're very glad that you joined us tonight. We have a special guest chef in the house, Miss Pam Osley. We'll get to her in just a second. We want to let you know we've got our regular diners going on there. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight? And a little bit of an intro, so that way Pam gets to know who you are a little bit too. So we'll do that too. So.
Oh, my name is Jamie Trujillo. I'm doing fine tonight. I'm a friend of Robin's from high school. I have a tattoo shop up in Seattle, Washington. I've been up here for about 15 years, and my usual line is I like to think I help people with their psychic armor.
There you go. Okay.
And there you go.
And we have Miss Gloria in the house. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing just ducky, and what about you guys?
You're doing ducky? Okay, she's doing ducky tonight. That's exciting. I'm doing really great. I'm doing well. I just a little bio on me. I have been a florist for over 30 years and also do things on a spiritual level, being a nature intuitive, and they help people to get connected to nature and actually learn a lot about the messages from flowers and being able to read them on a different level too and kind of connecting to nature in that way. So it's always very fun and fulfilling to be working on that level. So tonight we have Miss Pam Osley. Pam has been an intuitive pretty much all of her life. I had a little cute short little bio here that she was just kind enough to send to me. She is an author, consultant, lecturer, and professional psychic, and she has very extensive and loyal clientele. She also includes many celebrities that are a part of her clientele, and she's a popular guest on many television shows and radio shows, and she has her own radio show in Santa Barbara, which she also simulcasts internationally via the Internet. She interviews renowned authors, scientists, celebrities, and discusses diverse topics and gives personal aura readings at the same time. So that's pretty interesting that we can give an aura reading without actually looking at anybody. So maybe we can talk about that for a second. And Pam has written 3 books. She has Life Colors, which is teaches you about your aura colors and what it says about you. She has Love Colors, which is a new approach to love, relationships, and auras in making your dreams come true. And she also has just started a new website, which is called Love Colors, which actually is a dating website, which actually deals in your colors as well. So that's actually kind of what we're going to talk about tonight. Since 1983, she's traveled throughout the country presenting seminars and conducting workshops for the emerging human potential, psychic abilities, auras, and the power of our belief to create a reality. She's also been a speaker of the international conferences of the International Forum of New Science and featured president of presenters for the Fortune 500 company. So, hey, Miss Guest Chef, Miss Pam Osley, welcome to the cafe.
My goodness, I sound like I've been really busy, don't I?
You have, and you have. You've just been so busy. And you know that what's really fun is Pam and I actually have the same colors. So when we get together,
ooh,
it's very interesting. And actually, my personal little, like, you know, how Pam actually got onto the show, 15 years ago when cassettes were the rage, I had gotten a reading from her with a couple of my other family members, and I was going through a whole bunch of stuff kind of decluttering my life on a certain level, and I found this cassette. I listened to it again, and I went, oh, my gosh, I have to totally see if Pam is still doing readings, what's going on with all that. And a couple weeks ago, I had the delight of being able to go and see her personally and get another reading from her, which was just really interesting. And it's good in the fact that a lot of it hadn't changed and was just kind of catching up with each other. And I was very blessed to have my mother's passed over, and I actually got to talk to my mom for a little bit. So that was very, very fun and very, very interesting. So welcome, Pamela.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys allowing me to join your little dinner table here.
Well, you know, and we usually like to just bring it up when we. So, what's a favorite appetizer for you? What do you normally like to have when you just sit around and start noshing on some good conversation and also something good at the same time to be eaten here? What sounds good?
Appetizer? I don't know. You know, vegetables and dip or something.
Oh, she's way too healthy. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you know the Santa Barbara. You know the. A California vegetarian.
Appetizer. She's a California vegetarian.
How about chips and dip? I'll go for dip and salsa and guacamole.
Okay. Well, we can like load that up. We'll have chips and salsa on the side, and then we'll have another version of that with the cheese and the guacamole and the dip and all that kind of good stuff too. So we can go real bad or real good. Maybe we'll get some
Now I'm hungry.
All right. Now we got it going here. So maybe we'll get some taquitos to go too. So there you go. We'll get some stuff going. Okay. So what can we kind of talk a little bit about your life colors first, so people kind of get an idea of how you put that all together? And just real quick, if you're going to be doing readings over the radio, how do we do that?
If I'm going to be – okay, well, first of all, let me explain to your listeners. An aura is – I mean, I think most of your listeners know what an aura is, but just in case they don't, it's an electromagnetic field that radiates off of all of matter. You know, we've all felt it. We've all met somebody and instantly felt a connection with them. We like them, and we want to be close to them, and other people, we go, oh, I don't want to be close to that person. You're actually feeling their vibe or their energy. So we've all experienced that, and I've been seeing these auras for years. And what I've noticed is, and people experience the aura differently sometimes, Robin, what I see are lots of different color layers out from people, kind of like eggshells that go out and out and out, or like, I like to describe it, it looks like a light coming off of a light bulb to me, but there's different layers. And the one or two colors that are the closest to a person's body are what I call the life colors, and those reveal a person's personality and their life mission and their purpose and how they are in relationships and what careers are going to be the most fulfilling for them and how they are with money and how they are in health issues. So it says we're broadcasting who we are all the time. It kind of fits in with astrology and numerology. It's kind of like we broadcast who we are. So what I've noticed is, there's certain aura colors that are, I don't do this just so you know to limit people. This is to help people feel validated in who they are. So when somebody finds out they're a violet or a blue, they go, oh, that's how I felt my entire life. Oh, my gosh. And they feel seen a lot of times for the first time, like validated for who they are. So I never want people to think I'm categorizing or boxing in a way that limits people. This is to validate people, to open them up, to confirm, to help them understand who they are, to help them on their right path, but also to help us understand who each other is. So when we finally found out, oh, that person's a green or they're a tan or they're yellow, oh, no wonder they're acting that way. It just gives us a lot more compassion and understanding and patience and, you know, acceptance of each other. So what I've noticed is there's a lot of the different aura colors. Some of them are very naturally compatible, which is, again, why when you meet somebody, you like them right away, because you've got compatible aura colors. And if you meet somebody that you go, I just don't like being around them, probably you're not compatible with that aura color. So that's why I started the dating site, like you said, because I know which colors are going to be the most compatible, which ones are moderately compatible, and which ones, even though I believe with enough love and commitment and dedication, anybody can make a relationship work, but there's certain aura color personalities that, boy, if they get together, they're going to have a much more challenging time being happy together than some of the other colors.
So if like just looking at, I don't know why, I'm just thinking of like on a color wheel, like saying from an artist's perspective, how you would have, say, red and green, how they complement each other, but they're on opposite sides of the color wheel. Is that kind of how something goes with aura, or what would be the significance of, say, somebody, well, you were saying red is actually just kind of a, when it has to deal with when you've had adversities in your life, and you call it like a red overlay.
There are two different things, though, Robin. That's a great question, by the way. I love that question. I've never had anybody ask me about the color wheel. So I love that. So first of all, there is a red life color, and there is a red overlay, and those are two different things. The red life color, they're very much about their physical bodies and about being sexual or sensual or like an animal. They like to move rocks or dance or be surgeons. It's all about being a physical being in this lifetime. Very few of the reds are very spiritual. They're not, you know, it's not usually about philosophizing about things. It's like, you know, just, you know, if something needs to get fixed, just go take action. Let's go do it, you know. So reds are very strong. They're usually hot-tempered. They're very strong-willed. They can be good at business. We've got the extreme of the reds that are like, you know, the rednecks and the down-to-earth and the tractor drivers and the truck drivers, all the way up to performers like Madonna. Madonna's a red. And Russell Crowe has a lot of red. Do you see that strong, you know, right? Physical. And then a red overlay is something that somebody adds in their life, usually in childhood, for protection because they didn't feel safe. So if somebody's been physically, mentally, or emotionally abandoned, rejected, abused, had an illness when they were little and almost died, then they create what's called a red overlay for protection in their outer bands. And what that can turn into is either a lot of anger or self-sabotage. And the person always feels like life's just not working out for them, like they're always going uphill and they don't trust life. So that red overlay can be healed. That with therapy or, you know, I have different versions of how to let go of a red overlay, but that is different than a red life color.
So how, when going back to the color wheel, is there a compatibility between somebody who's seeing a lot of green and having red?
Well, that's cool that you picked those two colors because it doesn't always work this way. But reds and greens can get along very well. Matter of fact, very few colors can handle the power of a green and can handle the power of a red, because the most powerful of all the aura colors, I see 14 different aura colors, and reds, greens, and violets are the most powerful and dynamic. Greens are the type A personalities. They're the workaholics. They're driven. They want to accomplish things. It's all about money and power and, you know, type A personalities. Like, yes, you know, Bill Gates has a lot of green. Donald Trump is very green. Cheney is very green. Do you understand? So this, big money, power, you know, business.
See, now, if you said Donald Trump, if you said green with Donald Trump, I would think it was just money. It wouldn't necessarily be his aura, okay?
Oh, yeah, well, it's funny. You know, I love that you're saying that, Robin, because we've been actually using the aura color language for a long time, and I don't think people understand that. So we have green money, and we have green with envy, and that describes a green personality. They're really smart. They're bright. They're movers and shakers. It's not that they're bad. They're just a different personality. And then we have red with passion, red with anger. That describes a red. Then we've got blue, true blue. I'm feeling blue today. Blues are the big loves. They're teachers. You have blue in your aura, Robin, even though you've got much yellow.
Yeah.
You have so much yellow in your aura. But blues are the teachers, the counselors, and the nurses. They want to be in relationship. They want to help people. They want to love their friends. They want to, you know, stay in loving long-term relationships and have kids. And they're just big nurturers. Where yellows and blues and yellows, I don't know where they fall on the wheel, but blues and yellows are a lot alike. They can get along. I see them in relationships a lot. However, yellows are also, this will fit you, Robin, right? Yellows are big kids. They've got all this vibrant energy, and they love to laugh, and they're playful, and they're creative, and they're just like they don't look their age. They don't feel their age. Yellows, if they had their way, wouldn't be working at all unless it was fun. The yellows do creative work, or they do healing work, or they do physical work. A lot of athletes are yellows. So yellows are also in their physical body, but you understand they're big kids. So yellows came to the planet to bring joy to the planet, to help it heal. Yellows are the one color that when you're here on the planet, you're supposed to enjoy life. And greens are just the opposite. So yellows and greens don't get along, because greens are like, what are you talking about? Money, business, what are you talking about? You need to get a degree and you need to accomplish something. And yellows like, chill out, dude. So you can see how, you know, if they do fall in love, in order for a yellow and a green to get along, yellows can come up with great creative ideas, but yellows are not always good at accomplishing them. They're kind of the artists, and they can procrastinate, and they can get flaky. When they're in power, meaning the positive side, they create a lot of creative, you know, great creative ideas or great athletes or great healers. But when they're out of power, they're flaky, irresponsible, they're not good with money. So if you have an in-power yellow that's got all these creative ideas and you do match them with a green, which, again, that's very challenging, but then the green has to take those ideas and turn them into business ideas. then they're okay. Mm-hmm. But even then, it can still be a little bit like the yellow goes, okay, we did that, let's go play now. And the green's like, no, no,
mm-hmm.
no, we have more to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
that's very interesting.
Anyway, so you can see there really are different personality types out there.
You know, that could really truly lead to split personality disorder.
That's right. That's right. They can be. And actually, I do see people that have yellow and green in their auras. And it can cause a lot of conflict, inner conflict, until they learn how to balance it out. Most people do have two life colors. So a lot of times they're complementary. Like Robin, with a blue and a yellow, those can be complementary because they both like people. They both want to help. They both want to make a difference. They're both really kind people. The difference is when they're out of power, though, blues love commitment. They want to stay married forever. And yellows go, wait, I'm not happy. I need my freedom. I need out of here. This isn't any fun anymore. I just want to have a playmate. And blues are like, no, I need a loyal, loving, you know, responsible husband. And yellows go, no, 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 I want a playmate. Let's go play. I don't want to have the responsibilities. So there can be conflict with those two colors until they learn how to balance them.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure you have lots of listeners that are going, I feel like I'm schizo sometimes too. I want to work. I want to have all these big dreams. Yeah, but I don't want to work that hard to get them.
Jesus, it seemed like with the people who come to you that you have more colors that seem to be connecting with you on a certain level than you see more. So basically my question is, do you see more particular colors than other colors? Because
yes.
they're connected on that level that they're open
yes.
to giving the information that way.
Yes, because tans are very logical and practical, and they're usually engineers and accountants and bookkeepers and computer operators, and they don't usually believe in this stuff. So I don't see that many tans unless their wives forced them to come see me because they're so practical, and you have to have, where's the scientific proof for this? And I don't want to spend money on this, and that's just a con, you know. So they're not really into this stuff. The colors that I usually see mostly are blues, violets, yellows, some greens, but I'll tell you, Robin, what I'm seeing, and Jamie and Gloria, what I'm seeing mostly right now are violets. 90% of my clients that are coming to me right now are violets. And Robin, you have some violet in your aura. You know that.
Uh-huh.
This is a violet age right now. So violets are going through a big squeeze right now. And you violets, because Robin, you have a lot of violets listening to this show right now. Violets. Are visionaries. They're old souls. They felt ever since they were little that they were here to do something big and something special. They're not the little 9-to-5 workers. They're visionaries. They need to do something big. They're here to help save the planet. They're drawn to things like the media or performing or music or acting, you know, anything that gets messages out to the masses through the arts or performing.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're drawn to teaching or psychology. Or they're drawn to causes or even politics and law. They have to reach the masses. And a lot of violets want to go travel and be global.
You're not supposed to know us that well.
Well, the challenge for violets is the violets have such big dreams and such big visions, and it's so global and it's so massive that a lot of violets go, they get accused of being unrealistic dreamers because they go, well, how am I going to get there from here? How am I going to make a living doing that? And how am I going to be able to help save the planet and save those poor starving children in Africa? Oprah has a lot of violet. She's a violet with yellow. Bono is a violet with yellow. George Clooney is a violet with yellow. Do you see what they're out there doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
They're all out there going, we got to save the planet. We have to help the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
what I'm going to call ordinary non-famous violets go, oh, my gosh, how am I going to accomplish something like that when I don't have the money or I don't have the power? But I'll tell you, you violets, if it'll make you crazy if you feel like I can't get there. I know I'm supposed to do something big, but I can't figure it how. Violets either get really scattered and then they don't know what to do with their lives, or if they really don't do their vision and their mission for coming to the planet, because violets have a huge mission. If they don't do it, you violets are in jeopardy of getting depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because then it's like, well, if I can't do that, then what good is life?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of violets get here to the planet and go, oh, no, not again. It's hard work down here. What am I doing here again? It's really funny. So, again, a lot of you violets are getting inner earthquakes right now. You feel like this is the time you're supposed to be doing something. And so what I tell violets to do is you have to pay attention to that inner voice. You have to pay attention to that vision, those thoughts that keep coming up that you're supposed to do something, and you've got to find a way to get it done. So one of the ways to do it is to be around people that are doing that, or get involved in projects that are bigger than you, get an education, start traveling, whatever you need to do. But if you don't do it, you're going to feel very lost and unfulfilled in this lifetime. Does that make
sense?
Yeah,
I just on a person. Yeah, and one of the other, I had a friend of mine that went with me, and she's a total violet. And we, you know, it's one of those things where you see each other and you know across the room that this is a person I'm supposed to connect with, and you just go with that instinctual sense of what's happening on you, you know, with your messaging that's happening within yourself. And just like, you know, Pamela's saying, it was just a matter that we're both getting together and just say, you know, we're here to lift each other into our projects. Because you basically need to have it out there where you're like, you know, how can I help you? How can you help me? And just a level of accountability partners so you can get your stuff out there. Yeah. And just make it fun. We're yellows and we got to make it fun. So there you go.
The thing for most violets is a lot of violets have felt alone this whole lifetime. They haven't felt supported. They haven't felt like they're like everybody else. So a lot of times they feel isolated and alone. And, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do this when I feel so alone? But you have to start connecting with other violets. You got to be part of the team of other violets, or you got to start your own business and your own projects and get it out there.
Okay, so when are you starting the Violet Meetup Group?
You know what? Seriously,
you know what?
You can go on to lovecolors.com. Go to lovecolors.com, and even if you're not looking for a marriage partner or, you know, a romantic partner, people are going on there just to connect with friends. And all you have to do is take the little questionnaire, you identify that you've got violet, and then all you have to do is go start searching the site for other violets. And when you meet other violets, you go, hey, and you can start chatting with them. We've got video chat, we've got audio chat, we've got email chat. You can connect with all kinds of violets on the site.
And what's really lovely is Pam's just created this and has it up there for free right now. So it's a great opportunity to get out there and really be connecting with just everybody on a global level. And the cool thing about this, too, as I was sharing with her when we were together, is, you know, people who are awake and aware are going to get this. You automatically have a certain level of, you know, people are understanding this. Just from the fact that if you're familiar with chakras or the colors, your colors, you automatically have that much more in common with that person because they're getting it on a certain level already. So that makes it really nice, you know.
Right.
That,
and I'm totally amazed.
Spiritual understanding.
Yeah, I'm totally amazed at how many people are. We're only a few months old, and people are, they're jumping on the site like crazy. It's like, wow, this is really cool. They're just, we've got more and more people coming on every single day. And what's fun is that when you do connect with somebody and you see that their colors are like yellow and lavender or crystal, you can go watch the video on those colors. So you go, oh, that's a crystal. That's kind of cool. Or, oh, that's an orange. Wow. So you get to learn about yourself. You get to learn about other people. And even if you don't meet the people on the site and, you know, oh, I don't know if I want to connect with an orange, you start getting to know your family members, your friends, your parents, your coworkers. It's like, oh, my gosh, I work with a bunch of tans, or I work with greens, or, oh, my gosh, she's such a blue. So it's really a cool language to be able to help identify people.
Okay, so with my temperament, my sarcasm has to come into play. Is that okay right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to end up creating, based upon, and I am totally applauding this whole process of being able to connect with people with ilk auras because of the support process, and my mind took a U-turn, and it was, now we have another forum for aura segregation.
No, see, that's what I said at the beginning. This is not to box people or limit them. This is to help us understand ourselves and live authentically and allow other people to be who they are. Because most of us are walking around going, now, how come you're not like me? Or, you know, we're with partners. It's like, how come you're not more like me? But if you go, oh, wait a second, no. You're yellow. Oh, I get it. It's to create more allowing and more accepting and more understanding instead of going, I don't get why that person is acting that way. So it's like, well, they're an indigo.
I'm glad you responded that way. I was making an attempt at being funny.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm pretty sure you got violet and yellow in your aura.
She just is a troublemaker. Here, have another taquito. I think you need another taquito, Gloria. Okay.
No, I think that was a great question, Gloria. That was really a good question.
Jamie, do you have a question for Pamela?
I just like the term, what was that, the ilk auras or auras of the same ilk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ilk. You can say the
ilk
same
auras.
Age.
based on the tattoo artistry.
I can see a bunch of horrors
hanging
around.
Jamie himself, must be yellow because he's an art. He's a tattoo artist. Is that true?
He does. He's got a lot of yellow. I already felt that. I went, Jamie's got a lot of yellow in there. And Jamie,
yeah,
this whole thing about yellows.
So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, yellows are playful. They're big pleasers, but they've also, we, and Robin, you and I, actually all four of us have yellow in our aura, too. Yellows,
okay,
as much as they're pleasers and they're funny, they're also stubborn. Okay, Gloria, they're also stubborn.
Oh, boy, that's two out of two.
Yeah, the yellows really,
well, you know,
I mean, they want people to be happy, but they do not want to be told what to do.
I try to make everybody happy, and that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah, that's a yellow thing.
Jamie and I met each other in high school. I mean, I walked into that high school. I met him immediately. He was one of the first people I met in school, and then we automatically just clicked with each other.
Yeah, yellows are nice people. They're nice guys. And
yeah,
you know what, Jamie?
We just looked at each other, and, you know, we just clicked. So it was really wonderful.
Yeah. Yellows do try a lot to make everybody happy.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yellows actually, Jamie, yellows are actually pretty sensitive. Yellows can get their feelings hurt very easily.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Even those glorious, sometimes they got that stubborn little edge to them. It's like, nah, strong, you ain't going to bug me. Yeah, but yellows are sensitive. They don't like being criticized. Yep. Greens don't care. It's like, you got a problem with me, you're fired. That's more of a greens attitude.
Speaking of Donald Trump, that's the last thing a yellow's going to want to do is fire somebody. Did you hear a rumor that he may be running for president?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can give you a little an insight too, not to get into politics or anything, but what I've noticed is more greens are Republicans and more violets tend to be Democrats.
Oh.
Although the lines are blurring a little bit, like John and Robert Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Gorbachev, Nelson Mandela, Maya Angelou, those are all violets.
So you can do auras on the people that aren't existing anymore. I'm assuming that, or you could.
Yep. That's right.
That would be.
So in the campaign for 2012, we're all going to vote just on their level of quality of their aura.
Yeah.
You never know.
So has Obama got a lot of violet?
Yes, he's a violet, yellow, a little bit, some indigo in his outer bands. He's a violet with yellow. One of the things about yellows, too, I mean, violets are leaders. They are visionaries. They talk about, and I'll show you how to identify a violet, too. They talk about what they see. They go, I can see that. Oh, my dream is, my vision is. And yellows, by the way, Jamie, yellows are very addictive personalities, so you guys have to watch out for addictions.
Right. Right.
Okay. But yellows only do addictions when they're not happy and they don't know how to solve it. So they just start doing addictions so they don't have to feel bad.
There you go. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left. So I want to make sure that our listeners, if they're wanting to get a hold of you, Pam, they can totally do that. We have a couple of different websites. We have auracolors.com. So that's auracolors.com. And she's also got her I want to call it a dating site, but it's not really. It's just a connecting site, with depending on who you are and the fact that you're like, you know, connect with some friends and learn all about the auras. If you go to lovecolors.com, it's another place to be able to go ahead and do that. And like I said, Pam's being very generous in making that available to people. She's got guided meditations. She's got her books available, and she's also got some MP3 programs. So lots of different things available for her. And how can people listen to your radio show since you're doing it also via the Internet? What would that look like?
Best way to do it is go to my website, auracolors.com, and it's streamed live on my website, too. Excuse me, they can listen to all the archive shows, too. Every show that we've done is recorded on the site.
Wow.
Oh, nice. That's very, very nice. Okay, cool. That's very, very cool.
And it's all for free.
It's all for free. She's just a very generous girl. Yes, she is. And she does have private sessions, so if anybody wants to go ahead, and you can actually go onto her her regular sites there, connect with her. And Kelly is one of her assistants, and I had been working with Kelly as well as being able to get a hold of Pam, and just a lovely girl as well. And we just made it just a really wonderful experience, and they're both just lovely ladies, just wonderful ladies. So thank you, Pamela, for coming on.
Well, thank you, and thanks for talking about the auras.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you didn't eat all the nachos. She was really good. She just kept her chips and salsa like she said she would, you know, so that, we appreciate that. So that's good.
I haven't had time to eat anything. I've been talking too much.
I know. You've been talking. So the rest of us have been taking care of the sangria. So I want to thank Gloria and Jamie for coming on, and we will check you next time at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand. Or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.